And the best way for power to benefit is to perpetrate the cult of solidarity. And when governance enforces content down the throat of a consumer and enforces ingredients onto the producer, it is time to break loose. And the main difference between classic education and contemporary education is that the former teaches you how to be independent while the latter makes you dependent. The corrupted expose others for his material capital, while the saint expose himself for his spiritual one. And is it that some people are autistic, or a lot of people are materialistic and saturate life with consumer products? And we shall judge people good for what they do and bad for what they make other people do for them. And the catastrophes we are living only shows that there are consequences not only in space but also in time of our technologically amplified actions. And our duty is to live according to nature, and for that we ought to disobey any sort of social duty. And while we are able to retrieve an atmosphere, we will never be able to retrieve its people, not the least ourselves. And it is in the direction in which the mainstream channels us that we can find the stream of life to ascend. The more we are solar, the more we are brief, and it is up to us to decide how long to extend our grayness. And nothing can stop the human will but the bureaucracy of the coward for the time being. And if there is no wall of prejudices, there is a financial wall for sure. And at last, the old psychology is for those who indulge in the unnatural, yet not for those who knows how to get back to the natural. And rather than class struggle, it's about those who adopt most powerful mediums being scaled down to facilitate those using less powerful ones. And in the short terms, the ignorance of a few contributes to the enslavement of many, but in the long term, the wisdom of one can contribute to the freedom of all. And ideally we seek perfection, but what we get is a constant precariousness to achieve it. And only out of disobedience real poetry can emerge. And the more one has endured nature, the more others owes him respect. And we do corrupt only because we forget to activate ourselves to breed purity. And we get extra power not to become extra powerful, but to take care of our offspring. And the greatest illusion is to think that things will keep up the way we got used to. And the greatest disappointment is to realize too late that they don't. And only by following our nature we can reach a beautiful authenticity that contradicts in essence the homogeneity imposed by social control. And everything will be fine as long as we pursue our assigned role without questioning. And the life of one institution is always at the expense of the life of many human beings. And we might not have full control, but we will gain it quite closely over different trials. And as a layer of fake luxury starts surrounding us, the only authenticity we can find resides within us. And providence only prizes us when we expose ourselves to it. And the only real syndrome is the labeling of other people with syndromes. And investing in our afterlife only shows our spirituality, and investing in the present only shows our will for luxury. And it isn't capital, nor gender, nor race, nor colonialism to be our starting point, but the dedication to our human nature. And the principle of love is to make something crazy, and the principle of hate is to make others do something crazy. And we ought to understand that by giving life we bring death to ourselves, and by bringing death to ourselves we give life. And the type of syndromes that science applies to the single, the philosopher applies to the whole of society. And the premise to fit in the logic of industrial production is not to have any personal logic. And by the time we fully realize that it is winter, spring comes again. And we shouldn't take any pride in contributing to any fashion, as we become obsolete in no time. And even the sublime has been commodified, and the egos ought to learn to live with crows in order to survive. And catastrophe is but the success of who can use its power to his own end. Emptiness is created prior to a great creative takeover. And at last, it is the constitution of the mainstream that inevitably generate low culture. And the hardest but most rewarding profession is the one enabling us not to get caught in a profession. It is only power to make categories and put us against one another, yet there are only two categories of those who seek for power and those who are victim of it. And just like with animals, there are those humans who get domesticated and the few ones who refuses it. And there is no need for any explicit prey, but to keep obsessively the divine in the back of our heads. There is nothing harder to beat than ignorance, but with our autonomous rationality. If it is true that gold doesn't rust, it is true that the owners of gold do rust. And as power requires loyalty rather than competence, the whole social structure is ignorant. And only working with our nature turns us noble, while working in any other ways is our misery and that of others. And it is not a matter of being rich, but simply of knowing what our will wants. And there is nothing more harmful than resistance in the unnatural. And there is nothing more toxic to human nature and nature than the strive to power. And there are indeed some nice folk, and they are those who do not contribute to the nation machine. Yeah. And as public opinion escalates, war seems to be the only cold shower that can bring back to senses. And greatness is no longer pursued in fear of getting stuck bureaucratically. And the very cause of our social dementia is the hindering of a mobility that is replaced either by stillness or acceleration. And the only guarantee for us to keep free is to bond ourselves to nature. And at last, the right equation is that the more we can do virtually, the less we come to do physically. And as there are societal routines bringing us down, we ought to implement our own routines to uplift. There is nothing more beneficial than fully siding ourselves with a natural growth.